much for joining us, or letting us join you tonight. I like our special members that usually sit right in the middle. So if you would like to, this would be a great time. If you're in the way back and you'd like to come up a little farther, students really, really far, you can come on up and sit in these benches up here, unless you're planning on ducking out at intermission if it's not very good. That's fair too. But if you can easily come on up here and join us. We're the Legacy Christian Ensemble. We're from Ohio. We just spent 10 hours in a bus yesterday getting here amidst the storm and everything. So for better or worse, we know each other a little bit better. And we're here tonight to share a program with you of sacred songs, and the theme is in your program, and we'll be kind of introducing them as we go. We're kind of starting the concert and ending it with prayer. So our next song is Be Still My Soul. The Lord is on your side.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Never shall thee the cross of me. section of her program is entitled Challenge. It includes the songs True Evangelical Faith and Keep Your Lamps. True Evangelical Faith is such a powerful song because it says how our faith, it clothes the naked, it returns someone's hatred with love, and it cares for the widow and orphan child. These are simply the results of the faith we have. And then Keep Your Lamps challenges us to keep our lamps burning, meaning we are not to grow weary in the journey that we are on for Christ. So we hope that these songs may encourage you to keep going or spur you into action.
Journey, soon be over, Christian journey, Trimmed and burning, keep your lamps. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamps. Trimmed and burning. The time is drawing nigh.
Home 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 is the only Christmas song in the program for tonight. It gives off the feel of these energetic, almost bombastic carolers singing in the streets on Christmas Eve. Christmas is a time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus and also come together and spend quality time and feast with friends and family.
On December 5 and 20, fum a fum a fum. Oh, what child was born this night, so rosy white, so rosy white.
Son of Mary, virgin, fum,
in a stable mean and lowly, fum a fum a fum. On December 5 and 20, fum a fum a fum
a fum a fum.
On December 5 and 20, fum a fum a fum.
On December's most important day,
let us be gay,
let us be gay.
We go first to church and then we have the sweetest buns and candy.
Fum, 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 fum.
God will send us days of feasting. Fum, 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 fum.
God will send us days of feasting. Fum, fum, fum.
Both in Lamas and in Cove, for young and old, for young and old.
We shall the holy story
ever singing of his glory. Fum, fum, fum.
Christmas and holidays can be painful for some people. It's very fun for other families. But depending on your family dynamic, it can be something that forces you to be together in a way that can sometimes be painful, depending on, so if several in the family have chosen to take a different route in life, sometimes being, you know, together during at Christmas can be a little bit awkward. The other thing, thinking about family, is dealing with the different dynamics that life brings us. And so this brings us to kind of the portion in our program where we talk about memory, and especially memory loss. And what spurred this section was went to a nursing home to do some caroling a couple years ago, and beside every person's door in this home, it was like more of an assisted living facility, there was about a 12-inch by 36-inch shelf with glass, and it was locked. And in that little cupboard were relics from that person's past and younger years. One was a baseball player, and so he had a glove and a ball. And another person was a blacksmith, so he had a hammer and a horseshoe. There was a nurse with paraphernalia from the medical field. And that was the only way that we knew that the person in that room had been anything other than what we see today. And many of them couldn't really communicate at this point in their lives. Mostly were quiet, were not as articulate as they had once been. And thinking about this stage of life and how it affects all of us, I have two grandparents that passed away, and both pretty much lost most of their memory in their final years. Didn't recognize me or my parents. But one thing that always brought them comfort and brought a smile on their face was music. Music is the last thing to go. And our first song in this section, Away from the Roll of the Sea, I'd invite you to take a look at the lyrics. It talks about boats being now in harbor, And if they could speak, they would tell about all the adventures they've been on. But they're just quiet. And then the wish at the very end says, come fair winds to wake them tomorrow. Come harvest of plenty. So guided by harbor lights, their home to stay, their final journey, goes into when memory fades. And this song was initially set to the song you heard earlier tonight, which was the Be Still My Soul tune, and has since been arranged. And then we end with Blessed Be the Lord, My Rock, which was written on 9/12, the day after 9/11. The composer wrote this, and the phrase in here that really speaks loud is, we are like breath. Our days, just like a passing shadow. We don't know if we have tomorrow. On the way up here yesterday, there was accidents, semis jackknifed, cars in the ditch. We don't know when our life will pass. And so it's our encouragement tonight to us, to you all, that we would live in such a way that we'd be ready for that time. And also recognizing the fact that we're very finite, and the elderly among us deserve our attention, not just for who they are, but who they were and the wisdom that they have and that they can pass down to us. So this is our kind of our title section, When Memory Fades.
mission falters. When eyes we love grow dim and minds confused, speak to our souls of love that never alters. Speak to our hearts by pain and fear abused. O God of life and healing, peace empower us with patient courage by your grace infused.
When every face and recognition falters, when eyes we love grow dim and minds confused, speak to our souls of love that never alters. Speak to our hearts by pain and fear abused. O God of life and healing, peace empower us with patient courage by your grace infused. As realness grows and youthful strengths diminish, lean weary arms which were terror-ness fill, your aging servants labor now to finish their earthly task as fits your mystery's will. We grieve their waning, yet rejoice believing, your arms unwearied shall uphold us still. Your arms unwearied shall uphold us still. Within your spirit, goodness lives unfading. The past and future mingle into one. Our joys remain a shadowed life pervading. No value deed will ever be undone. Your mind enfolds all finite acts and offerings. Held in your heart our deathless life is one.
When memory fades and recognition falters,
your arms
unwearied shall uphold us still.
hands together. Sing number 381. 381.
Building on the Temple and Leaning on the Everlasting Arms are both upbeat and energetic songs. Building up the Temple talks about building up God's church and also asking our brothers and sisters to come and help us. After building up the Temple, we'll sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, which asks the question, what have I to dread, what have I to fear by leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus? Both of these songs have action verbs in them, which tell us to do something. James 1:22 tells us, and be ye doers of the work and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
So if you would, when the melody section comes, do you guys all know the motions? Pretty, if you don't, you just learn them. And then Lord, and then point, to a brother or a sister when we get to that section. We'll kind of do a little repeat and run through it twice. If you miss it the first time, I'll go like this, and that means motions are coming. Get ready.
Building up the temple, 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 building up
the temple, building up the temple, the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help?
You help me, sister, won't you? Help me building up the temple of the Lord. I'm singing, building up the temple, building up the temple, building up
the temple, building up
the temple of the Lord.
Say,
brother, won't you help? You help me, sister, won't you help?
You
help me
building up the temple of the Lord.
Kuchevus and My Spirit Looks to God Alone, both based out of a psalm and are both multiple melodies strung together. Siku Chevus is in Latin and was written from Psalm 42, which says, "As the deer longs for the water, my soul longs for you, my God." My Spirit Looks to God Alone is an early American tune and was based on Psalm 62. The beginning of verse 3 reads, "False are the men of high degree, the baser sort are vanity." Later in the verse, both nobility and peasants are weighed in the balance, and both are counted as nothing, exemplifying the equality amongst men. So be listening for those things.
La so la fa mi mi la la so fa mi mi la.
My spirit looks to God alone, my rock and refuge is his throne.
He know my fears, he know my fears,
he know my fears.
My soul on his salvation,
my soul on his salvation waits.
Sort of vanity.
In the valleys, both the valleys,
the valleys,
the valleys,
the valleys,
light as a puff.
Endodana and Baba Yetu are both African therapies that portray a little bit of the African spirit and culture. The word Endodana means sun, and the song thanks God for sending his son to die for us. In both songs, you will hear the phrases Helele and Pololo. These are deep cries of sorrow that portray God's sorrow at the death of his son. Baba Yetu translates the words of the Lord's Prayer. It is a very passionate song, with the climax of the section of the prayer that says, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done."
The text from this is taken from what was said while the followers of Jesus were looking up at him on the cross. And so we're kind of depicting that tonight. So if you would, this is just purely about sound. Kind of forget we're here. If you would just close your eyes, it allows your ears to be a little more sensitive. And just listen to kind of the spirit that comes through this song. Endodana saying, "My son," it's just this kind of heart cry, or the Son of God, thinking about him being on the cross. We were just at Sight and Sound last night and saw the depiction of Christ on the cross. And not that having you have to go to a play to get an idea of what Jesus has done, but it gives us another light of what he suffered, the pain, the sin that he bore for us in this song, Endodana.
Oh,
to give you some anchor points, with, I assume you're probably not all fluent in Zulu, but the next one is the Lord's Prayer. Just to give you some pointers to see like where we're at in the Lord's Prayer so you can kind of associate where we're at. The first bit is just the normal, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So whenever we get to this part, the thy kingdom come part, it's this really big celebratory section. The section that talks about forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, there's this kind of wail that our altos are doing for us. It's just like it's the helele that you heard in the previous song. And it's not supposed to be something that's super refined. It's, you know, think about those that have wronged you and the pain that that has caused. And how do we deal with that? It's just kind of a different take on the Lord's Prayer. It's a different way of thinking about how God has told us to pray. So we're just going to show you just an anchor point or two so that you know where we're at in the prayer as we go. So this, the show you the part that is the celebratory part, and that is ufame, is when it starts with that. That is the big kind of celebratory part. We'll sing that for you so you kind of know where we're at there, and then sing the helele for you so you kind of can get an idea what that is. Measure 33.
Oh, amina baba yetu yetu liye jina la kweli tukuswe baba yetu yetu liye mbinguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye jina la kweli tukuswe
tupele chakala che tunachoe peji utusame kukosa yetu.
And those words are loosely translated to, in the moment of our death, my strength is from heaven. God will help me. I have nothing to fear forever. Guide us through narrow roads to the high roads, ever higher. But as most of you are probably not fluent in Latin, there are some English words that you can listen for. And I encourage you to listen to how the words of the soloists progress, the story that he tells. Basically, his longing is so deep for God that even as he faces death, which is often man's greatest enemy, still his longing is near my God to me. And then our final song is The Lord Bless You and Keep You, which is our benediction for you tonight.
Thank you. excelsior, excelsior.